The following was brought to you by Laugh-Room Literacy Studios. Read it with a smile. The Almost Icy Disaster. Written and narrated by D.M.W. Lewis. 2016. My little sister and I were out ice skating on the pond. It was behind our house. We were allowed to go by ourselves as long as we followed the rules of the ice. Clear blue ice is the strongest. It's always safe to play on it.
Better safe than sorry.
White or snow ice was strong, but do not spend too much time on it or jump up and down. If it was gray,
stay away.
Both of us could swim, but no one person could last long in the ice-cold pond. Sometimes my sister and I would skate together. Sometimes I liked to skate on my own. I liked to practice tricks and spins. I fell down a lot. I wanted to be a figure skater in the Olympics someday. My sister did not mind. She liked skating alone with her doll. The sun had been out the last few days. Most of the ice was still blue and white, but the far end of the pond was gray. I was in the middle of a figure eight with my back turned for just a moment. When I heard my sister's cry, I turned around. I froze at what I saw. She had lost her grip on her doll. It had slid away from her and onto the gray ice. She skated over there to grab it. Before I could stop her, I heard a loud crack. My sister fell through the ice. She began to scream for help. If I went over there, I could have fallen in too. I skated to the side, tore off my skates, and ran to my house in my bare feet. The snow was freezing on my toes. I knew my sister was much colder, so I did not care. I ran into my house screaming for help. My dad raced down to her. He laid down and spread out his weight. He carefully pulled her out. She was crying and frozen, but alive. The Almost Icy Disaster. Written and narrated by D.M.W. Lewis. 2016. This production was brought to you by Laugh-Room Literacy Studios. Read it with a smile.